and if you have questions. So if you have any questions about anything we covered today related to the Dutch test, please, you could raise your hand by clicking on where it says participants at the bottom. And then there should be a raise hand button. That's the best way because you pop to the top. I see Catherine has one. And if not, like if you don't get my attention, just wave like crazy and I'll open up your line. So Catherine, unmute and go for it with your question. There you are.
Hey, Dr. Rita Marie.
Hi.
This is super interesting. Thank you. I was wondering about, you know, if you're already taking supplements to support your adrenals, like adaptogens or desiccated bovine, you know, cortex, that kind of stuff. Should you stop taking that before you do a Dutch? Should you keep?
I'm going to say it depends. So let me explain to you. Yeah. So if I'm working with somebody and I do their first Dutch test and I find all kinds of stuff and I put them on a protocol, 3 months later, 4 months later, whatever's indicated, I want to do it again. I keep them on what they were on because I want to see how it's working. Right. If they've never had a test before, but they just read about this supplement or that supplement, or they're randomly taking a whole bunch of stuff and they have no idea why or if it's working, I have them come off of it and then we test. And usually 3 to 4 weeks you have to be off of it. Now here's the deal. If somebody tells me I went off of it for 3 days and now I feel like crap, I go, well, are you willing to go the rest of the month or do we just want to take it with what you have and then be able to adjust it? It's just easier if you're off of it to be able to tell what does this body know how to do right now? Because a lot of people just take adaptogens and take BOVA. They take all this stuff because they heard about it on a summit or read about it somewhere and don't really know if that their body needs it. So it just depends on, you know, what your goal is for that.
Cool. Thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's a question I get all the time. And then there's specific things that the Dutch people in the instructions tell you to go off of for 3 days, not for a whole month, but 3 days, because they don't want to test what's actually in your system. They want to test what your body's doing. So you have to follow their instructions. I don't remember the exacts, but they give you a list. Okay. Who else has questions?
I do.
Yeah, go for it. Who was that?
This is Aralee.
Hi, Aralee.
Hi. I have some lab tests that I'm still in process of getting, but I know that my female hormones are all low, very low. I am postmenopausal, but I have thyroid issues and some cardiovascular issues I need to work on. So I'm assuming that doing the hormones, it isn't the right time to do that. Would you agree?
Well, here's what we recommend people like who are in our ERC program where they're working with us for a whole year. I usually start with looking at what they've got coming in, right? If they have some recent tests, I look at what they have coming in and then make a decision as to what it is. And the same thing with the coaches. The coaches will look at what you have coming in and say, you know, right now I think we should do this. So it just depends on what's going on with you. Whether the Dutch is right. And I think that getting help with what tests you already have would be helpful to know if that's the next step for you. Make sense?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Who else has questions? Ageless and joyous Daniela.
That's Daniela, yes. Hi. This is great. I wanted to know for myself, postmenopausal, I had Hashimoto's diagnosis. I haven't tested in a while. I think I'm doing very well. It was kind of low, the numbers, the antibody. But postmenopausal, would like to know where I am at. And also, a lot of people in my family have died of cancer. And so, like, this whole thing with seeing, you know, the estrogen ratios would be interesting. So which tests, like the complete or like you said something was for the postmenopausal woman, which one would I be
ordering? No, the postmenopausal. I'm talking about, if you were premenopausal and struggling with periods and PMS and fertility, yeah, I would just get the complete. That's the one I would get.
Complete. Okay. And for my husband, he has restless legs. He's on a lot of medications. I think his liver is not doing too great due to that probably. He's overweight and insulin resistant, very overweight.
Yeah, so he's probably got insulin resistance, you know, clearly. Yeah. Insulin resistance affects the hormones. And is he willing? Here's the thing I often do. You've been working on your health for a long time. You know, you've made a lot of changes. getting the testing done is helping you to fine tune. If your husband hasn't been, and he's been, you know, he eats a crappy diet, he's overweight, he has all this other stuff going on. If he's willing, I would have, you know, with your support and help, get him to do some of the things you know he needs to do. But here's the thing with husbands or wives. They don't listen to their partner, right? So they'd rather spend a lot of money and pay a professional and get a bunch of testing done to hear the same thing that their darling partner would have told them. So it depends. So I do a lot of testing on people when they're not willing to take my word for it. I've been doing this for 30 years. I can tell a lot just by having the right conversation. In fact, that's what I teach my practitioners. We're going to be doing, if you're a practitioner, we're going to be doing a challenge next week to try and get that across to people. You don't have to run these dillions of tests to start. Ask the right questions, right? And so I do that. And with that, I can tell what tests do I absolutely need right away. And what tests can I wait on? Because I know it's going to come back bad because you just told me what you're eating. You just told me about your stress. You just told me, and I don't need to hear it. I just need to help you to get that cleaned up. So you have to, you know, make that decision with him. Is he willing to make changes without the test? Or do you want to have that to slap in front of his face and say, buddy, you're in trouble if you don't make these changes.
Yeah. So, and I would do the conclusion. He doesn't like to spend money on test.
Well, good. Then tell him to stop spending money on the foods that are causing him to get overweight and to join you on a path of, you know, beautiful recovery. I'll just give you my own personal story with my husband. He's been living with me for 32 years now, 34 years. We were married in 86, so 34 years, right? 34 years. And he's been living with me for a little longer than that. He knows what I do. And I've been talking to him for years and he goes, yeah, he's good at home. And then out, he's eating this, he's eating that. And he's about 30 pounds overweight. And I was very unhappy with it. Right. And so he wouldn't listen to me, So COVID hits, right. We're stuck indoors, not going out to dinner. He's not going to visit his family in Chicago or Massachusetts where he goes out to eat and eats garbage with them. He's not drinking alcohol. He's going out, like, what else does he have to do? He goes out and walks for 12 miles a day or 10 miles a day or 8 miles a day on a slow day, right? He loses 30 pounds. He's feeling incredible, right? He didn't do that until it forced him. Now he won't go back. He knows. He has this range on the scale. And if he goes up a pound, he knows to be careful. If he goes down and he's getting into the too lower range, he goes, great, I get to eat some, you know, beans and rice tonight. Right? So it's really like everybody's different in what their motivation is.
Yeah, he's motivated to exercise and do a lot of things to de-stress. He's very disciplined with that.
So take him through insulin resistance process because he's clearly
not. It's the sugar thing, right?
Exactly. Sugar and starch. Like my husband wasn't eating sugar.
I used to have rice a lot. You know,
so eating rice and the pasta and drinking beer. And
not so much, no. No, but he will have the rice a lot. So then I started making more like wild rice. Yeah.
You have access to, you should have access to the Sweet Spot diet. Yes. If not, you know,
I do.
Join whichever program you need to join.
I am in insulin resistance second time around. And the Sweet Spot, it just, you know, when his leg versus legs act up, then a combination of sugar and fat helps to calm it down. The worst, and that usually happens at night, right? So that's been the bad thing. And he eats a lot of dairy, and that's another piece. Like,
you put him on the 30-day metabolic reset. Just put him on, like, here's your diet, do this for 30 days, dear. Yeah. Yes, we'll see so much change that he'll be able to stick with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to sell that one.
You can do it and know that he's your most challenging client.
Yeah, just 30 days. Let's make a deal. Just 30
days. You say 30 days, just do this. Yeah. Just hand him the thing. Don't make him go through all the modules and all that. Hand him that one page, 30-day metabolic reset, and say, just do this for 30 days.
And other than that, for the Dutch test, which one would you need?
I would do the complete as well. Okay. Yeah, because you need the adrenals for him. Cortisol levels are probably high too, so you know the de-stressing to keep the sugar.
I think they're also not in the right levels where they need to be.
Right, exactly. Now we do the complete. Yeah. So you give them choices. Follow this for 30 days and then we'll do the testing to fine tune it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Lower hand. Who's next? Anybody else? What time is it? We started at 12, right? So we have a little bit of time. Anybody?
I had a question.
Yes, Brian. Okay.
I guess it was about a year ago, I was kind of looking around at the different ketogenic blogs and kind of starting to kind of map some of my physical symptoms. You know, I was kind of having those afternoon crashes, you know, the hair on my legs from the calf down were kind of missing. So, you know, a lot of the stuff was kind of indicating low testosterone, you know, probably low vitamin C, maybe even vitamin D. So I did get some testing, and my markers did show low vitamin D. I did kind of have that kind of little spare tire around the gut.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was kind of indicating, you know, that there was some fattiness in the liver, nothing major. I did confirm it through an ultrasound. So, you know, kind of had a couple of things pop up, and, you know, certainly have had the symptoms of kind of adrenal fatigue. Also kind of been dealing with a little graying for a while now. So, you know, obviously a lot of stress. So that kind of led me to believe that the thyroid function is probably not doing very well, but, you know, with the fattiness in the liver, you know, definitely the signs of adrenal fatigue. Kind of at this point, I'm trying to really dial in a lot of the diet. I've been vegetarian for quite a while now. It's relatively clean, but, you know, it has to be, you know, it seems like when you're experiencing symptoms, it kind of has to be perfect for a while to. And there is a lag, especially with the adrenal. It's not an instant bounce back. So at this point, I'm kind of like, where's the best place to start?
Yeah. Are you an Empowered Self-Care Lab? Which
program? I am. I am.
Okay. So start at the beginning. I have a map, right? Just follow my map. It's been thought out and mapped out over. And if you've already done one, you check it off. But I would go through and make sure you haven't missed anything along the way.
Okay. Yeah, it's just because there's so many different ones, and each one has its own little program, it seems like.
If you go in, right, and you go and you click where it says the roadmap, download, print the roadmap, then you go to the first handbook, and it's mapped out exactly in the order, and you go, okay, the first thing I'm going to do is this, and you go, oh, no, I've already done that. I'm drinking, I have my body weight and water, done. You know, and just make sure you check them all off. When you print out the booklet, you're going to be able to see that, okay, done, right? But do it there, because what happens is people want to jump around. And you can, because if you've been in other programs and you've already done pieces, it's set up that way. Sure. But start at the beginning. Do the different assessments that I've put in there to take you through and just go through it. I'm going to be announcing it probably at the end of the week or beginning of next week. I'm going to set up a group elimination diet for anybody who wants to go through that as a group and get the support. You know, we'll go in the Facebook group and, you know, do a little Facebook Live, you know, and maybe not every day, but almost every day, to just kind of let's guide through, because an elimination diet is really critical to find out if there are specific foods that are aggravating, causing symptoms. So, you know, if you're ready for that, you want to do it, great. If not, we'll do it again another time. But right now, I just thought it was a good time for folks to go through.
Yeah, I started to kind of be more mindful of food combinations. And, you know, most of the gut has disappeared for the most part, but
great.
I noticed I dropped, it wasn't intentional, but I dropped about 15 pounds. I wasn't really trying to do it, you know, and
it's the best kind, right? Because you're really just getting healthy and the side effect is losing weight.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm about 6 foot and they kind of put me down into like 160 pound range. So, you know, I certainly get a little pushback from my wife saying, you don't look healthy, but
The time to start building. Now's the time to start those weights.
Well, I know the stuff that I was reading was kind of saying, hey, you have to get rid of the gut first before you even start attacking the fat on the liver. So
exactly.
I feel like I'm close, you know, to the point where, you know, the stomach has flattened considerably. Now I just, you know, for me, it's, I've got 3 kids under 10, so it's like stress is high. And, it's just, I've been very sedentary for a while. I've kind of inherited the stay-at-home dad role, and it just kind of,
yeah.
I stopped working out about 10, 15 years ago. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say go through it step by step. Good job. And you know, usually when you lose the fat around the belly, it's reflective of losing the fat around the liver. right? So, and then if you're like getting a little scrawny, it's because you haven't been exercising, right? So you just take up some exercise. You get a kettlebell even. There's a gazillion things. I just bought for $50 on Amazon. It's an elastic tube that has two handles for either feet or arms, and then it has a bell, like a barbell. So I don't have room for a whole gym in my house with barbells and weight benches and all. So you stand on the little tube at the bottom and you lift. And if it's not heavy enough, you twist it and you lift again. And there's all kinds of exercises you can do. So there's a lot of little things that you can do. Just, you know, using your upper body and your body weight and doing planks. I challenged my husband to that because I'm like, yeah, you're losing all this weight, but you're looking a little scrawny in the arms, right? Because he used to go to martial arts every day.
Right.
And I'm like, I said, okay, start to do the planks. At one point I got up to being able to do 3.5 minutes straight of plank, and I haven't been practicing it, so I can't do that anymore. But I said, let's do a plank contest. We'll do it every day. And, you know, we'll see if you can get up to 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, and that'll challenge me. And maybe I'll get up to 5. He goes and he does it. He goes, am I doing this right? He goes, because 3 minutes was easy. Like, what? He wasn't doing it quite right. So I had to, you know, fix his body a little bit. But the point is that it can build your muscle strength so quickly if you do it right.
Well, I did notice, I guess it was about maybe a month or two ago, I started to, and I guess I came across some literature that was really kind of pushing the cruciferous and cabbage and, you know, some of the other things. So I started juicing I started eating celery at night before bed. And then celery. And then I started juicing cabbage, parsley, celery. And I think I've kind of mixed in, like sometimes it's kale, sometimes it's collard, you know, sometimes it's cucumber. You know, that's kind of my base. And it was kind of interesting, in the course of maybe a month, like the hair started to regrow on my leg that hadn't been there for like 15 years.
And
like,
wow.
I had like a patch that went all the way down my shin, all the way to the bottom of my foot. And the hair, you know, like men have hair on their toes just a little bit. Like it regrew.
Wow.
It's kind of stopped about 6 inches from my ankle. So it, you know, it kind of plateaued a little bit, but I'm like, it was all over the course of like a month or two.
That's incredible. Good job.
Kind of exciting to see, like, wow, I have hair down there now. You know, and I, you know, honestly, I mean, it had been that way probably for 15, 20 years. So I always thought it was my socks kind of wearing
it out. Wow.
It wasn't until recently that I actually heard someone say that. And it was, you know, it was funny. I started tracking these. It was Dr. Berg's videos, the one that I was looking at. And he was like, he's big on body diagnosis. And I went into my family practitioner and I had to push back so hard. It took like 20 minutes of arguing with him. And I was just like, I don't care. I just want to take the test, you know? And he was like, well, it's not going to be covered and this and that. And fortunately we have really good insurance. So
you got your thyroid tested?
I haven't done that. Things got kind of crazy about a year ago. So I got a bunch of tests that I requested, you know, which was like all the ones that were tied to insulin resistance. And
great.
I think it was, I just never went to get them. So I have to get them reauthorized. And
Get them reauthorized. But also before you get them authorized on the body, the Empowered Self-Care Lab, down to where it's Discover Your Imbalances, there's a document that is recommendations for lab testing. And it has all the thyroid testing and the metabolic testing, explains what they all are. So I highly recommend you review that and then make a decision based
on that. And I know their numbers, I guess their ranges are not going to be your ranges too. So
right. Well, you have access to all the functional ranges in the program. So you'll
find. And I guess some of my concern, I've been supplementing some D3 and K2 and trying to really push up the vitamin C and, you know, trying to boost potassium, because I know no one's probably getting enough potassium. Seems like that number is so high, you know, it's hard to kind of get that number. There's only so much salad that I can consume. And I think, you know, I've started to kind of question whether my gut biome is there. I mean,
I'm going to stop you there, Brian, because you're all over the map here. Yeah. And it's all in the program. Just take it step by step. Don't jump around as much as you want to be jumping around. Yeah, there's all these things and you've already got great results. So this is awesome. Yeah. And just keep going with that. Okay. And then one other thing, you said something about, you tested the hair on your legs. I'll remember it in a minute. There was something else that it reminded me to tell you where to find something, but just go through it in order and you'll find it all. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So somebody asked about this, and I'll tell you about this too, is the metabolic, the 30-day metabolic reset diet is in the adrenal, the sweet spot program on the site. So if you go into the sweet spot, you'll see the metabolic reset in there. Or on the, actually even quicker than that, probably is on the page that says, right on the main page, it says eating for adrenal health.
I did have one question. There's the get started link, and then it's more like, hey, sign up for the Facebook and
right,
put the white list. But when I went to go to like this, the first actual step, it was still grayed out, or there was a couple of them that were, I was noticing that I couldn't take the next step, and I wasn't sure.
On the get started page?
Well, it had the get started button, and then it was like basically step one was kind of like the next button to the right. But I don't know what I was supposed to do on the get started, because it was really just like make sure.
Yeah, you just get started. So whatever's on that page, you do, and then you move to the next page, which is get organized, and then the next page, which is download your roadmap, and then the next page, which is download your handbooks.
So I kind of,
if you're having any trouble accessing something you think you should access, it's grayed out, or it says write to helpdesk@drritamarie.com, and Christina will make sure that you're activated.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. We have a few questions that have been typed in. Darcy said, I've had the Dutch test. Everything is normal. I don't know that it's normal, but there are highs and lows, and I'm worried that I'm not doing what I need to do for the SNPs, and I also have it. So here's the deal. Though somebody says it's normal, it may or may not be normal, right? And it has to be analyzed. We, by common request, we don't have this accessible yet, but I'm working with my team to get it accessed, that anybody who's in this program could go ahead and schedule a one-on-one with a practitioner to go over some of the tests, you know, for an additional fee, obviously, because we have to pay the practitioners to do that. So, you know, just hang tight. We'll be having that there. I even have it built into the program in a couple of places. If you really want to talk about this with a practitioner, you can set up a time to do that. Or, you know, you can set up a time, you know, several people on here are actually in our, well, Energy Recharge, that's closed for the year, but are in private coaching bundles, where you get a bunch of private coaching with all the labs and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that there's those options. So if you set up a time to talk to one of the coaches to go over some stuff with questions and all that one-on-one, or you want to go over labs, then you'll be able to get what's right for you. Let's see. Hetty said, when do I expect to go over my labs with my coach in the ERC program? Yeah, so talk to your coach. Who's your coach, Hetty? Hetty, there? Yeah. So
hi, it's Isabella.
Just if you have the tests already, let her know you have them. Upload them into Biocanic and tell her that on your next call you want to go over your tests.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I thought, because we just started, I thought it was a little wait to see how I'm starting with diet and everything.
Well, so you already have some tests done. So yeah. I would tell her you want to review the tests you have done right from the start, because that's going to help her to customize your diet.
Okay. Yes. I took the Dutch Plus, and I highly recommend the Dutch test to anyone, because it's so much to it, more so than the ordinary blood test that we usually get through a doctor.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I told you about 30 day. And Lynn, you're in Body Balance. You still have access to the Body Balance site. So in module 3, that 30 day metabolic reset's there. At orally, I guess it is, what herbs support the thyroid? Nature thyroid is called. Here's the thing. I don't believe in a this for that approach. There are herbs that can support your thyroid, depends on what it's out of balance in your thyroid. So if you go into In Empowered Self-Care and you go into eating for thyroid help, that's a great place to start. And then you can kind of ask yourself questions if this applies for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so three new messages. Let's see. Can you put the link in for the resistance bands and barbell? Let me write that down, resistance bands. I'll move on to the last questions and then I'll find it. Okay. Yeah, I've got to get that fixed. I'll talk to my team. I forgot about that yesterday, that she's got an open sweet spot. When we ran it back in the spring, we had it drip fed and we talked about having it just open for you guys that are in the Empowered Self-Care. So we'll get that open. Okay, so let me find that on Amazon. And I'll actually share my screen once I find it. Amazon.com. It's easy with them because I can just show my recent orders and find the link orders. Let's see. Oh, I did that twice. Here we go. All right, so I am going to share my screen and I'll show you this, what it looks like, and you can decide if it's something that you want to look into. I'm very portable, extremely portable. That's what I really like about it. Because I do all my exercise stuff in my living room and it's not set up as one of these fancy living rooms for company. It's set up as a practical room. So this is what it looks like. I'll grab the link up here. But see, it's got the bar and there's a decal, and on the bar you can put all the pictures of all the different exercises you can do. There's a bag to put it in, and then there's the strap. You can use that strap as is without putting it attached to the bar, and there's tons of stuff you can do with that. And it shows that, and then you can attach it to the bar and then use it in the ways you're seeing in these pictures. So let me grab this. Check the link and make sure it actually works for you. Stop share. And here we go. Oops. Looks like Brian did me privately. So, okay, there. That should go to everybody. Click that link and make sure that it works. Who asked me that? Yeah, Lynn, you're in that. You're in both right now until body balance ends.
The link worked.
So that's what I wanted you to go to, body balance, because I knew that the drip feed was on, but you were in, I think you were also in sweet spot. So it should be open for you. Yes. So you should be able to find it in either one of those places.
I did. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Chronic kidney disease. What things to avoid? Too much protein is one thing. It depends on what kind of chronic kidney disease. Is it an autoimmune disease? In which case there's a whole process for autoimmune. Too much protein, oxalates possibility, especially if you have a sensitivity to oxalates. And I'll get those links set up. I have to talk to my team members to get that. I've been asking for a while. It just takes a little behind the scenes to work. Daniela says the link works. Great. Super. Yeah, and it's very portable. It's like, you know, here's the bar and the other wraps around it, and I just stand it up in a corner, and it's very portable. Like, whereas barbells, and you have to have all the things, and it just is a lot of work. Oops, I have a meeting in 5 minutes. It just popped up. So if there's no other questions, I'll take the next 5 minutes to take a little bathroom break and move on to my next question, my next call. Anything? Did I hit everything? Great. How was this? Good? Yeah? All right. Take care, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Stop the recording.